back, everybody. Structured electronic reporting. And now we will also deal with breakout sessions. So keeping the time this time. I'd like to welcome Rita.
Good morning. I'm Rita Oben-Kleinens, and I'm the senior technical manager working on the RMS taxonomy. Co-leading with me today in session is Suzanne Morsio. Suzanne works on the disclosure initiative, and prior to joining the RMS Foundation, Suzanne co-authored a paper on the Columbia Business Research Group on the use of XBRL in interactive data by investors. My introduction is going to be very short, because I really want to make sure that we spend sufficient time during the breakout session. I just want to say that the objectives of this session is really to understand, are investors currently using structured economic reporting, or may they potentially find structured economic reporting useful? And if so, what must be in place for it to be useful to investors? Now, we have given you quite a few materials to read, and you'll find there a study that Suzanne did, or a summary of the study that Suzanne did. We also find, you find there a summary of the ESMA consultation paper, and this is one of the reasons why we want to bring this topic to you today as well, because we are noticing that more and more people and more regulators seem to be using or planning to use the IFRS taxonomy as structured economic reporting. So we think it's very important that investors' voice is heard in this debate. Yeah. Now, the only point I want to address here is that we need to have a clear and we need to share an understanding of what we mean by structured electronic reporting. Because if we discuss something and we have different views of what we mean, this could lead to some confusion. We try to define it, and if you look at agenda paper 3 on slide 6, I have to say it's still quite a theoretical definition, but I want you to think about structured electronic reporting as encoding a report so that the meaning of the information being portrayed in that report can be captured and exchanged in a consistent way between different systems. So, great definition, but what really means does that mean in practice? So I'll give you some examples what I mean by, what I understand by that, and also some examples which I hope would trigger you to think broadly on electronic reporting. Electronic reporting can just be that you get a data feed, or you get an Excel spreadsheet, or you get something where it says I have coded an element labeled finance cost. And there is a consistent code for that, and that code can come from the IFRS taxonomy. However, electronic reporting can also mean that you want to understand what are the components of this finance cost. You can find that in a paper report or in a normal PDF report by just some reconciliation or a disaggregation. In a structured electronic reporting, I would say that principle of giving a disaggregation, you would probably translate by using a solution as a formula that you can download into your Excel spreadsheet that gives the components of finance cost. I want you also to think about structured electronic reporting of other information that may be useful. For instance, an example could be an additional explanation that is encoded. Like if an entity uses a term that is quite specific to its particular industry or to that particular entity, normally you find an explanation of this term somewhere in the paper report. In a structured electronic report, this could be given by a footnote to that item. Like if that item was blah, 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 code, you would say, okay, I have downloaded that item, but also I don't understand it, so I have something else that I can download or that I can import in my Excel spreadsheet that gives me an explanation of that item. So I really want you, when you think about what is useful for me, when I looked at the data either in my databases or in my Excel spreadsheet, what do I need to know, for what needs to be encoded in one way or another for that information to be useful to me in my normal workflow. That's what, how I want you to think about structured electronic reporting. Now, of course, structured electronic reporting requires a taxonomy. We provide the IFRS taxonomy. have on agenda paper three, we also have broken you up in two breakout sessions. We have breakout group one and breakout group two. We have provided you with some questions to think about. We ideally would like you to focus on those questions, but doesn't prevent you of course bringing up different issues. And to conclude, before we go into breakout sessions, I would say, why are we bringing this to you? What do we think we would like to hope to achieve from these discussions with you? I think there are three things. The first thing is really, you have told us already that it's very difficult for investors to give comment on specific content of the IFRS taxonomy. It's huge, you need to be able to use it and things like that. Therefore, we try to do it in a different way. If you give us your general requirements and what you think makes structured electronic reporting useful, we could use these general requirements to translate it into specific requirements for the IFRS taxonomy content. That's the first reason. I think the second reason is that we are currently doing the Principles of Disclosure project. Principles of Disclosure should apply irrespective of the format is used to exchange information. Currently, sometimes we maybe think too much about principle of disclosure based on paper thinking. So what you tell us may also inform the Principles of Disclosure project. And thirdly, and I think that's very important, we believe it's very important that regulators are hearing the investor voice when they implement electronic filing systems. And regulators really want also further investor feedback. I think, I'm here with me Michelle Kamerak. And Michelle Kamerak is a senior policy officer at ESMA. And he will be joining us today, and he will also observe one of the breakout sessions. And with that, over to Barbara. Yeah.
Okay.
Chair is not listening to me.
Okay.
Unusual. Maybe he needs help. So
I need help. These are the groups. You have them in proper view. The boardroom is the present. The Victoria Room is one floor below. Correct. And you will take us to the Victoria Room. Mm-hmm. And we will meet back again, Barbara. Where are your numbers?
Victoria.
Your number. 12 o'clock, because we are a little bit ahead on your schedule. Okay. Your renewed schedule. So we'll meet together in this room again, 12 o'clock. Okay?
So we will turn off the recording for now, and we do have some observers. We'll be back on the recording at 12 o'clock. So we're not recording, but we do have observers, as was noted in both of the breakout sessions today. So please follow Rita, those of you who are in, so actually, the one that says Victoria Room, follow Rita.
Okay.